Hello and welcome to part two of this week's edition. I'm John Francis.
And I'm Sarah Lusher.
In a few minutes, we'll have Information Desk, as well as a feature on the Norwich Boys Brigade. And Margaret Thompson will be here to present her regular What's On feature.
More news from Norwich, including nurturing business in the community, and a local family organise a charity ball to raise awareness of a life-threatening disease. But to start, the Anglia Square saga continues.
Yes, the long-awaited revamp of Anglia Square is facing another possible delay because Norfolk County Council wants part of the site to be for a new primary school. And there are fears that the bid to include a school could hold up the developers, Columbia Threadneedle and Western Homes, who are expected to apply to demolish the shopping complex and build more than 1,000 homes. Hopes for the redevelopment of Anglia Square to include a concert hall and for the Maglan Street flyover to be demolished have been all but dashed. Those suggestions had been put forward by the civic watchdog, the Norwich Society, in response to the City Council's consultation over the planning framework for the site. But they were not included in the document approved, which will now be used to guide the development. Committee Chair Chris Herries said the document was not a wish list of what people wanted to see. Officers said there are no current proposals for a concert hall in this location and its viability is unclear. And on the flyover demolition, officers said, following consultation with Norfolk County Council, it's been concluded that it's not appropriate to seek the removal of the structure, which has a considerable design life remaining.
The family of a child who has a life-threatening disease is organising a charity ball to raise awareness and fund vital research for a cure. Miley Goodson, 5, from Meadow Farm Lane in Horsham, St Faith, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, aged 3, in March 2015. A previously active and healthy child, Miley suddenly became extremely tired and thirsty and lost weight 2 weeks before her diagnosis from a finger prick blood test. The disease, which affects blood glucose levels, is the most common form of diabetes in childhood and can cause death if untreated. But many people do not know the signs, according to Miley's mother and full-time carer, Chloe Clark, 26. Miss Clark, along with her sister Chantel Cage, 24, from Bardolph's Court in Thorpe Marriott, have arranged a fundraising ball for November the 3rd this year at the Holiday Inn, Norwich North on Cromer Road, for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, the JDFR. Since November 2015, the family has raised just under £960 for JDFR through Miley's Mission campaign. Miss Clark, who has a one-year-old boy called Woody, said, "It's scary because not enough people know the symptoms, and if it is misdiagnosed, it can be lethal. I only knew about type 1 diabetes after I searched it on Google."
Creating and nurturing relationships between Norwich's businesses and its community organisations will be key in tackling its biggest issues, according to the city's Business Connector. Robin Tungate has been in his post, part of a Business in the Community programme, since last September, acting as a link to enable the transfer of skills, volunteers and materials between local firms and the communities they serve. Having spoken to around 110 businesses and community organisations so far, he believes he's begun to lay the foundations to target key issues, including social mobility, unemployment and homelessness, with schemes including the development of websites and apps and the donation of storage space, unused equipment and obsolete stock. Mr. Tungate, who was born and raised in Norwich, said, "I want to help my city. There have been about 250 business connectors nationally, so it's a tried and tested formula, which is reaping results in the community. There's a lot of evidence that if your business engages with the community, it thrives." Current projects include inviting business people into primary schools to speak to students about the world of work, and a drive to collect shoes and employ hairdressers to help the city's homeless.